This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. You're listening to Roseanne, and I have with me in the studio as our guest here today, Jovi Abelanosa. She's the Hamilton City Council Ethnic Development Officer, and also in her role, she coordinates the Welcoming Communities Week that we've got coming up very soon, haven't we, Jovi?
Yes, we have. Kia ora, kumusta, Roseanne. Thanks for inviting me to your show.
That's great to have you here. Thank you. So look, I've just learnt something off air actually, that the Welcoming Communities Week is not just Kirikiriroa and it's not just Aotearoa, it's actually global. Maybe the week is slightly different timing-wise, but only by a couple of weeks, I believe.
Yes, that's right, Roseanne. So it's actually started in America, and then I think there's also Welcoming Communities Australia and some other countries in Europe. So New Zealand adopted it for the New Zealand environment. And yes, you're right, we're celebrating it just 2 weeks earlier than the other countries.
Oh, it's always good to be ahead of everyone else, yes. I believe. Not that I'm competitive or anything like that, but actually I am. I know, that's great. So, you know, one of the things I was also surprised about was the number of different ethnic communities that we have. Well, within Kirikiriroa, I believe there's over 160 different ethnic community groups here.
And so, yes, that's right. From Stats New Zealand, it's ethnicities, but our formal ethnic groups might just be between 80 to 100, but
right.
Ethnicities as of the 2018 stats, that's about 160.
Right.
Yes.
And then across New Zealand, obviously, again, through the stats, it's around about, they say, about 200 different type of ethnicities across New Zealand.
250 even,
wow.
Probably for Auckland especially. So Auckland is a super diverse city when you get to, I think, 250.
That is a large number.
Yes.
Yeah, you just don't think about it, do you? And another stat I read, which may be slightly different already, is that around about a quarter of our population across all of Aotearoa New Zealand is from a different sort of ethnic community.
Yes, 25 to 27% different ethnicity, and about the same percentage, if I'm not mistaken, would have been born overseas.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That is amazing, actually, to hear. But look, you know, you do see now, you know, we're a lot more diverse. There's a lot more vibrancy out there. So actually, yeah, we should have those sort of numbers now. You
yes.
just don't think about it at times, do you? And obviously, it's a fantastic opportunity for us to put on this week, and obviously the various events that are going to be coming up here in Kirikiriroa. And obviously, wherever you might be, you might happen to be in a different part of the country, I'm sure there'll be some events that'll be held all across Aotearoa. So the actual dates of the week that the Welcoming Communities is going to be celebrated, what's the sort of date line for that?
Yes, so we've got Welcome Mixed Week starting from Friday, the 6th of September, through to Sunday, 15 September. So a little over a week. Yes.
Okay. And so maybe just if you could just give us a bit of an overview of some of the different types of events that we, you know, might be able to go along to, or, you know, might be walking along somewhere or might just happen to see something that's going on around Kirikiriroa at the time.
Yes, so we've got about 15 events hosted by various organizations starting from the Friday morning, where Hamilton City Council, in partnership with Te Ha o Te Whenua o Kirikiriroa or Mana Whenua, would be hosting a Pōwhiri, Wananga and Kai. And on that, I could actually let you know that there's three families, refugee families, arriving on that day. So they will actually be welcomed with a Pōwhiri. There's Sky Fusion that Community Waikato is involved in that afternoon. There's a Spring Festival. There's Open Days for other organizations. There's youth events. And the big one, I suppose, that I'm helping coordinate is the Welcoming Manaake Village on Saturday, September 14, from 10 to 4 p.m. over at Claudelands whole be at Claudelands Arena or Claudelands Park. Yes.
Right. So inside and outside, or depending
inside.
On the weather? Inside.
Claudelands Hall B.
Right.
That's where it's going.
All right.
To be.
Hall yes. B at Claudelands on the 14th yes. of September. And what would we expect to see when if we pop along to that?
So it's a village show. We'll have stalls, community and information stalls. So we've invited community groups to come along and share their a little bit of their culture, because usually we get a taste of the culture through the food or through the dance, but not little details within their culture, like even the fabric, or maybe they want to showcase jewelry or some decor that they have. I don't even know what they are able to share, but it's an opportunity for them to share. And of course, we'll have performances from different groups, and then we'll have a few food stalls. But the opening would be, because again, this one is in partnership with Teha, which is Thok, Armana Fenua. The first part of the program from TEM would be opened by Thok, and then we'll have Kapahaka performances. We'll have a bit of a break, and then we'll have the other ethnic performances the rest of the afternoon. So it's all free. Even the stalls are free. So if you're thinking, oh, I didn't know about this, come check it out. Contact me at Jovia Bellionosa Council, yes, if you want to join the village.
All right, it sounds quite exciting. And so that's on that Saturday, the 14th of September.
Yes.
And starting at, was it 10 a.m., did you
yes,
say?
Yes, 10 a.m.
Through till, what time are we looking
4 p.m.
at? 4 p.m. And it's in Hall B at the Claudelands facility there.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, that sounds really exciting. So what's going to be kicking off the week? What are we sort of starting with? What are we going to see? You know, is there something on that first weekend, the 6th, 7th, 8th, around there somewhere?
Yes, so aside from the formal opening on Friday, which I mentioned earlier, the Pufferi at the Selman Center, the library will also feature across all the libraries the history of migration. So I'm going to check that out myself. And then there's a group called the ESOL Cluster. So this is the English as second or other language group among the schools. They wanted to showcase what they're doing, but they're going to do it through the schools. Deanwell School is doing an art competition among the students. And then on the Friday, it formally opens with that Pufferi at the Selman Center. There's Wananga after the Pufferi. That's just an opportunity to ask questions about what people have just experienced. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you get to attend, but you don't get to ask questions. Yes.
Oh, that would be a fantastic opportunity, especially for especially new migrants and that first time they've experienced this,
yes.
to actually then be able to ask questions and get a much better understanding
of why so. Yes. So I mentioned also Kai Fusion in the afternoon. That's over at the new Kaute Pacifica Fale. So you also get community centers and other organizations coming along, but this time with food tasters. So as you go to each table, you get to taste a little bit of the food that's on offer.
That's a fantastic
yes.
idea. So just a little bite size, I suppose. Just
that's
get to
one.
Try all the different sort
yes.
of flavors. And yeah, that sounds exciting. So that is going to be at the amazing new Kaute Pacifica Fale, isn't it?
That's the one.
Yeah, I was very fortunate that we had an event there, Community Waikato, working in partnership with a few other organizations, including Go Eco and Creative Waikato, and also the Waikato Wellbeing Project. We had a hui there, and it was just an amazing venue, actually.
It is. It is an amazing venue. The Filipino community celebrated its independence and cultural showcase in July, and we had it there for the first time. Yes, the stall holders, the food trucks enjoy the space, and it was packed with Filipinos.
Right. So just for anyone who is interested in going along to the Kai Fusion at the Fale, it's on the, what date again was that going to be on?
It's from 4 to 7 p.m.
Which date exactly?
That's the Friday, 6th September.
So the very first day.
Yes.
Yep. So from 4 to 7 on Friday, the 6th of September. If you've got some time available, I'd really recommend you go along and have a look inside the Fale, but also opportunity to taste all the different sort of food.
Yeah, and learn about the other organizations. Have fun. And I think there's a few entertainment items as well. Yes.
Right.
So.
Okay. Oh, well, that'll be an exciting, great start to the welcoming week, won't it? Look, there's going to be so many different opportunities over the whole week and a bit, I suppose, for you to go along and experience, whether it's, as you say, the food, whether it's just everything else about the culture, including the entertainment. It's going to be a great week. We're going to take a break in a moment, listen to a little bit of music so we can rest Jovi's voice there for a little time, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about some of the other events that are going to be on during the week. And then if we have a little bit of time left over, we might even just ask Jovi a little bit more about her role and what else she gets up to for the rest of the year. So we're just going to listen to a little bit of the Patea Māori Club. And welcome back to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. You're listening to Roseanne from Community Waikato, and my guest in the studio with us today, we have Jovi Abelianusa, who is the Ethnic Development Officer for the Hamilton City Council. And we've been talking about the upcoming Welcoming Communities Week that's going to be on from the 6th to the 15th of September, and what you know you can expect to see around Kirikiriroa and Hamilton over that that whole week. So, Jovi, we were sort of talking about one or two. We talked about the opening events that were coming up. Maybe just give me a bit of a, give the audience a little bit of an overview of some of the other events that will be on during that week.
We should not forget on the 9th, on the Monday, there's actually a Free FM Community Open Day.
We should not forget about that, should we? Yes. Give a plug out to our lovely friends here at Free FM.
Yes, definitely. So that one, we've got Taekwondo Open Days. We've got an Information Day at the Settlement Center. We've got a Mid-Autumn Festival. We've got a Treaty of Waitangi workshop. So there's a whole lot. You just need to choose which one you would like to go to.
So if we just go back and have a little bit of a chat around the Spring Festival that's coming up. So a little bit more detail around that. So maybe what day, the venue that that's on, if people want to go along to it?
Yes, so the Spring Hispanic Spring Festival, it's called. It's on Saturday, 7 September from 12:30 to 4:30 p.m. over at Hamilton Gardens Pavilion.
Oh, now that's all been done up, hasn't it, I believe? I haven't been over to the gardens since probably last summer, but I believe there's been a lot of development going on there with the building. So hopefully it'll be all ready for everyone to use.
Not quite open, but the pavilion would be ready. So that's where the festival is happening.
Right, and that's on that Sunday, the 8th?
7th, Saturday.
Saturday, right, just as well, you're onto it. Saturday the 7th of September from 12:30 to 4:30,
That's the one.
Right, oh, that sounds like a bit exciting. So we're just going to cross all our fingers and all our toes that we're going to have beautiful weather throughout that week.
Yeah. Yes, we want.
And then, so some of the other events you mentioned about, the Te Tiriti, about the Treaty of Waitangi.
The Vietnamese Mid-Autumn Festival over at Little London Lane, the Trust Waikato building.
Ah.
And then we have actually two youth events. One is a refugee youth, Hui, and the other one is a Manaki youth event, a more social event for young people on Sunday. And then we close formally with a little poroporo waki over at the Settlement Center also on the Sunday afternoon.
Right. So for any of you with your families with rangatahi, if they might be interested in going along to the hui or the more social event, where are they being held
at? So the Manaki youth event will be on Sunday, 15 September, 1 to 4 p.m. over at Reception Lounge of the Hamilton City Council.
Right, on the main street there of the Hamilton City Council and Garden Place, sort of the entrance there, isn't it? And that was for the hui. Is that where also the social event is being held
That's
as well?
That's the social event. Hui is for former refugee youth. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So and where's that being held?
That's going to also be at the reception lounge.
Okay, that's also good.
And hosted by the Waikato Refugee Forum.
Right. Now, I better go back and just have a little plug for the Vietnamese group because one of our amazing staff members, Jason, belongs to that group. So whereabouts is their event they've got and a little bit more about it?
Yes, so the Vietnamese Autumn Festival is on Sunday, 15th September, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., Trust Waikato building over at Little London Lane.
Right, and what sort of maybe would people expect to see there? Is it going to be sort of celebrating the culture?
Yes, so they usually have performances and, of course, food.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And get to meet the community.
Yeah, I think pretty much nearly all of our events are going to have some sort of kai involved, which is always a great way to bring communities together, isn't it?
That's the one.
Yeah, and especially as we've already talked about, all of the different sort of flavours, you know, and tastes, you know, that we're going to hopefully be able to experience. It's going to be a great week ahead. And I know that you can't really say this is my favourite, but, you know, anything that you yourself will be involved in over that week or anything that you're definitely going to make sure that you go along to throughout that week?
Ooh, I wish I could go to all the events. I've actually included them in my calendar, but just because I'm mainly the one coordinating it, then I'll have to be at the Pofri, I'll have to be at the Welcoming Village and the closing Porowaki, but then I'll have to try and get to all the events.
Right. And you also have to be able to find time to sleep, don't you? So, yes, you can't be at everything all the time. And maybe we can just have a little shout out to all of the various sort of partners and supporters of the Welcoming Week. Who are they?
Yes. So I've already mentioned Te Hau o Te Whenua o Kirikiri Rowa. And then I've got this little planning group I call Welcoming Communities Planning Group, which includes HMS Trust, Hamilton Multicultural Services Trust, Multicultural Waikato, the Asian Network Incorporated, Earth Diverse, New Zealand China Friendship Society, Refugee Orientation Center Trust, Free FM, Shama Ethnic Women's Center, Kaute Pacifica, and Indigo Festival.
Wow, there's a lot of different groups that are coming together, and sometimes it's quite hard trying to sort of manage, you know, people from different organisations still be able to come together at the one place at the one time. But I suppose with technology, even if you've had to come into a meeting on the phone or over online these days, it does help, doesn't it?
Which we have been doing.
Yes. Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah, I suppose if that's one thing that's come out of COVID, I suppose, is that people have embraced the, you know, technology a lot more and having meetings online rather than in person. In saying that, I still prefer in person, and especially facilitating workshops, much prefer to do it in person. But hey, if it's going to mean, you know, cutting down barriers to get people to be involved, if you have to go online, you do go online.
But all the events are in person. Yeah.
That is true. That's great. So that the planning might have been done behind the scenes online, but the actual events are all going to be in person.
That's a
great opportunity. You know, we're starting to get into, well, next week, well, Sunday is going to be the 1st of September, so we're getting into spring. We're starting to spring forward, and obviously daylight saving will be coming up fairly quickly too, a few weeks after that. So great timing, I believe, to spring into. I know I was talking to someone on Sunday the other day, which was the 25th of August, and they said, did you know it was only 4 months today to Christmas Day? And I went, oh my goodness, we've got that so far ahead in the season already. And to know that spring is around the corner, and already, you know, you travel around, you see the daffodils.
We do.
You see the little lambs. It's sort of like, wow, yeah, hey, hopefully we're on the up from here, heading through to the final half of the year. So, look, it's a great opportunity for people that are going to be in and around Kirikirira from the 6th to the 15th. Or, look, even if you're in another town, another city through Aotearoa, there's going to be similar types of events on wherever you go. So if people want to know where and how to find this information that we've just spoken about, where can they go to find that information?
So the easiest would be to go to the Hamilton City Council Welcoming Week event page.
Mm-hmm.
So the calendar events is there, and it's updated also for each event that's coming up. So that's the best and easiest way to find information.
Yep. And that's pretty easy to do. I know this morning when I thought I better just, you know, find a little bit more information about this myself, I just Googled Welcoming Week Hamilton, I think, something along those lines, and that page came up straight away for me to get into. So as Jovi said, all the information you need, what's on, the venues, the times, is all there in the Council's Welcoming Week page. So great
opportunity. And I suppose if there are changes too, then that's also the place where they can check.
Yeah, so it'll be updated pretty quickly if it can be. Hey, that's awesome. Look, we've got about 4 or 5 minutes to go, actually, before we finish our show today. So maybe this is a great opportunity, Jovi. I know you don't really like being in the spotlight, but opportunity to put you in the spotlight. And maybe if you can just tell us a little bit about your role as what does the Ethnic Community Advisor do?
So the Ethnic Development Advisor, that's correct title.
Right, the right title, yeah.
Yes, the Ethnic Development Advisor, putting it simply, liaises between council and our migrant ethnic communities. So I do go out there, talk to our community organizations if they need advice about their organization itself, like if they need planning about their events, any all sorts of information from the communities. And if they've got issues that council might be able to assist with, I help them with that. And in the same manner, because I work for council, I also give out or give them, share information from council, especially consultation, things that Hamilton City Council wants our communities to be part of, such as even elections, consultations, engagement, and the like. And of course, what's good about this role is you get to be part of the fabric of that community. Mm. And so I get to attend their cultural celebrations, and that's the best part of the work where, yeah, you get to travel around the world without actually leaving Hamilton.
Oh, that's right, and you get to taste all the food along the way as well, don't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah, I know, that sounds great. And I know we've been very fortunate at Community Waikato. Our advisory team obviously have worked in closely with you, Jovi, and we've obviously worked in with a lot of the different sort of migrant and refugee community groups out there. I've just recently been doing a series of sort of training workshops with the Waikato Refugee Forum.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
yes.
So it's been really great to actually get to sort of connect up with them and learn all about their different cultures. It's been great. And what they're also trying to achieve. And for them, I suppose their uniqueness is, you know, it's sort of like for refugees, with the refugees, and it's actually by refugees.
That's the one.
Yeah,
yes.
So that's, you know, sort of a great little point of difference for them. I suppose they can say, we've actually walked in those footprints, you know, beforehand, and so we've got the learnings that we can, you know, then share with our new refugees as they do arrive. And obviously, you know, we have got a few more refugees or migrant groups starting to arrive in the country again. And you were just saying, I think, is it on the very first day, we've got three families
yes.
arriving. Yeah, and so that's going to be a fantastic opportunity for them to be welcomed, isn't it? That was great planning, whoever planned that.
It just matched.
All right. Hey, no, that's cool. What else do you get up to? Anything else you've got coming up? Anything else that you're involved in between now and Christmas? We've got just over an hour, a minute or so to go on the show.
So I suppose, so this is the Welcoming Communities program that the city is part of. And in that program, which is led by Immigration New Zealand, there's an opportunity for councils to also be accredited at different levels. Currently, we're on level one committed. And we do have a welcoming community plan, which most of it we've already delivered. But we're now looking at applying for level two. So soon after we finish with welcoming communities, I'll be focusing on preparing for level two accreditation, which is established. And that just means hopefully we can revisit our welcoming plan, talk to our communities again and see what else could we do better as a city to make it more welcoming to migrants, refugees, international students, and anyone coming over to the city.
All right. Sounds like a fantastic plan there through the Hamilton City Council, which is great to see, and how we do welcome and look after our new migrant and refugee communities. And as you said, also our international students as
yes.
well. Yes, of which they are slowly starting to increase again in numbers since pre-COVID days. All right. Well, that's brought us to the end of our show today. So thank you, everyone, and a huge thank you, Jovi, to you for coming into the studio with us today. So we're going to sign off now. So ka kite, everyone. This is Roseanne from Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.